Thank you.
Thank you. It's on the line, sir.
Mr. President.
Hi, Henry. How are you? How's the weather out there?
Weather is perfect. A little breezy today, but in the town.
You're in Palm Springs?
Yeah, still in Palm Springs.
Yeah, that's good. You have a house there?
I have Ted Cummings' house.
Oh.
He has a little house here.
I bet it's nice, though. He's got such fine taste.
Exactly. It's small, but it's very exquisite.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got a swimming pool.
Right.
And good shape.
Right.
Kennedy told me.
Yeah, he said he just gave me a brief and said you'd be calling me.
Contact as programmed. As was proposed.
No conditions.
No, none of the. It's all of ours.
Right.
Are accepted. So.
Now the question is how about time now? How does it? How do we? What? How does that work?
We'll go Saturday.
Today is Thursday.
Yeah.
Is that their understanding too?
We should tell them. I don't think we should horse around.
I want to know what the understanding is.
But their understanding is that we'll notify them whenever we'll do it, and we'll do that tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, then you will notify them that what? What I meant is, I'm trying to think in terms of what, when it becomes public, etc.
Public 24 hours later. Tomorrow morning we'll notify them about the.
Tomorrow morning is Friday, right?
And we've worked that out with Moira, and we'll stop it at 7.
7 when?
P.M. tomorrow night.
7 p.m. tomorrow night we stop. Oh, I see. Okay.
We announce it at 10 a.m. Saturday.
Public announcements at 10 a.m. Saturday.
But that, frankly, Mr. President, we won't even ask them. We'll just tell them.
Oh, sure. I just want to...
them 2 hours ahead of time that that's what we're going to do.
I understand.
Don't you think? Any rate, I think it's...
What? I see no reason to do it otherwise. I mean, what are the arguments here?
What are they going to do about it?
Huh?
What are they going to do about it?
Well, I don't know.
Another set of messages.
No, I wouldn't exchange any messages.
I think we'll just tell them.
Because basically they have accepted our proposal, right?
Exactly.
Our proposal was that that we would halt on the 31st?
No, our proposal was that we'd halt within 36 hours of answer.
I see. And so we will be keeping our word. That's all I want to be sure of, up to a point.
No, we'll keep our word by two. We'll be within 2 hours. We're stopping within 34 hours. We got an answer within 12 hours, which shows how anxious they are.
What significance do you attach to all this?
I think they are practically on their knees.
Mm-hmm.
Because also in their answer, they said we will fix the schedule for the final signing at that next meeting.
Mm-hmm. They always want to talk about schedules, don't they?
Yeah, but this one, I mean, considering what we've done to them.
Yep.
They're willing.
I must say, this should have some effect on our brethren in the press, shouldn't it?
As you know, if they had strung us out, if they could have taken it another week or two, we would have had unshirted hell in this country.
So,
for them to accept this within 12 hours is a sign of enormous weakness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a very conciliatory reply. They said they'll come with a very serious attitude and we will too, and it can be rapidly settled.
Mm-hmm.
Technical meetings are starting Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good. 10 o'clock, then public announcement, 10 o'clock Saturday morning.
Right, and I think all we should do is just a very brief one.
Right.
Just saying private meetings will be resumed, give the date. Technical meetings will be resumed, give the date.
Right.
And then answer to a question which is sure to come, we should say yes. While these talks are going on, we are not bombing north of the 20th.
But you're going to tell them? They already know that, though.
They will have known that tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
They'll have known it for 36 hours when we announce.
So basically, you'd have Ziegler make the announcement, right?
Well, Warren will have to do it.
All right, then make any difference. He can do it. We'll announce it at
the resumption of the meeting.
Yeah. And then
make a formal announcement.
Then they'll say, what about the bombing? Well, you prepare the answer.
Exactly.
There will be no bombing until the meetings are concluded or something.
That's it. These wild serious negotiations are going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is another spectacular for you, Mr.
Yeah. Well, hell, we don't know whether it's that.
Terrific courage to do
yeah.
it.
Well, at least it pricked the boil, didn't it?
President, anything else would have been worse in the long run. And all the guys who are now saying, well, why do we do it with B-52s? People who are
wondering
if you did it with DC-3s, they'd be objecting.
The point is that, as we know, we couldn't do it with anything for B-52s because, goddammit, there's nothing else that can fly at this time of year.
Mr. President, within 10 days, you got these guys to the table, which no other method could have done.
Let's just keep right on. And
I think it, this way it makes the weekend papers, and the excitement is going to die.
Well, it'll make the news magazines, too.
Yeah.
They'll open up for this, don't worry.
Mike Bundy called me last night. He said he's going to write a letter, a public letter to you.
Protesting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I said, why? He said, because what am I going to tell my son? I said, I'll tell you what you can tell your son. Tell them I got us into this war, and now I'm preventing us from getting out, and hung up on it. But that New York establishment hasn't...
They're done.
Hasn't ever come...
Well, the main thing now, Henry, is that we have to pull this off. It's going to be tough titty.
I think now we're going to turn... We've already got a list of economic pressures.
Right.
And we're going to start implementing those next week. Saigon.
Well, yes. Right. On Saigon, though, as I see, and I'm talking to Kennedy a little, which you'll fill you in this morning about, you know, some of the concerns as to the options that we had to be considering here. Assuming we go forward with our plan, just talking to the North, my view is we talk and we settle, right, with them.
Right.
Now then do we, at what point do we inform Saigon that we are going to proceed in that way or that we have proceeded in that way?
I think this thing is going to happen just before your inauguration. I would still send Agnew and Hagar there to give them a faith-saving way off.
Suppose he doesn't. That's, I suppose, our problem.
Just proceed and sign the documents.
Proceed and sign the documents, but they won't sign if Fanoi doesn't, if Saigon doesn't sign. I'm just trying to raise the question, do you understand?
Well, I think it will wind up with Saigon at least implementing it, whether they sign it or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got to have that understood with Fanoi, then, that they aren't going to say, well, you wouldn't want to have that happening just before the inauguration, has Saigon.
That's what I think should happen, Mr. President. If we send Agnew to Saigon before the inauguration, that would get him back by the 16th. And that I go on the final leg of this exercise right after the inauguration.
Right.
It stretches it out a little more, and then you could go on around the 29th or 30th.
In other words, we would have no announcement before the inauguration.
No announcement, but obvious activity.
Well, I don't think then I'd send out with the possibility of getting a rebuff before the inauguration. I'm inclined to think I would have the activity if... you see, the problem we have here, which we've got to think about, the problem we have here is that if we may as well play the inauguration as best we can, and I think you may have to string your talk out to shove him past that point. I mean, if we can't get it settled before the inauguration, I don't want him going out there and getting rebuffed before the inauguration. The risk is worth it.
Can be extraordinary. I don't think he will be rebuffed.
But the point is, if he isn't rebuffed, then we would settle it right then. I mean, there's nothing to be gained by having him go out there and just show a lot of activity before the inauguration.
No, but we...
The activity, it's enough for you to go over to Paris, frankly. I'm inclined to think that much up and down is... activity that would be worth anything more than you're going to Paris is basically something that I said, you see.
Right. Well,
see, because I won't be able to address the matter of... it's really... See, a lot of this depends... A lot of this affects the flavor of the inaugural address, you understand. That's the problem.
Right.
And I'm...
Well, I'd hate to have this whole thing...
That's why I don't want Agnew to blow up before the inauguration. I don't plan to. Under these circumstances, I can't say much about it. I'm going to have to play it very close to the vest.
But if we have an agreement, it's dangerous to tie ourselves to a schedule that culminates just before the inauguration. Because if anything goes wrong with that, we'll be in the same position as we were at the end of October.
Well, then let's push Agnew past the inauguration, too, then.
All right, we can do that.
That's the best thing. Just you mean you'd take a whack on the 8th, then another on the 15th? Something like that?
Well, I think we should conclude it by the 11th this time. I just think it's too dangerous.
All right, but you conclude it, it's going to start getting out. And then Saigon, I suppose. You see, my problem, once it's concluded, well, we can talk about this later, but you can be thinking about this so that we get a plan. This thing is concluded. We agree. The damn thing is going to get out, and then Saigon might blow. On the other hand, I don't want Agnew going out there and basically provoking it. I realize there's a risk if he doesn't go, but I think there's even at least do not have the confrontation before the inauguration. If Agnew goes before the inauguration, Henry, you could well have a confrontation and have the whole damn thing seem to be shattered. So what we have to do is to work out some sort of a plan whereby you do your deal, and then we sort of...
Well, we could put it into cold storage for 10 days and just start it on inaugural day.
I'm afraid that's what we better do.
Although it's a high risk if one leaves these things lying around. Of course, we may not finish it by the 11th.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, the main thing, you'll have some activity and we won't be bombing.
You can ask Bunker's judgment.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Kennedy seemed to have some views that Q would was a little more, might begin to be reasonable, or more reasonable, but I think that's sort of silly.
No, I think that's right.
We felt that before, haven't we?
Yeah, but we haven't really. The last time when Haig was out there, we didn't have a specific proposition to put before him.
Well, this is going to be goddamn specific, and he isn't going to like it.
But what are his options?
Yeah. I know. Well, I'd rather have him blow Henry right after the inauguration than before. You see my problem.
Of course.
The problem being that I don't want to have the... And we'll just tell the North, look, with the inauguration coming on, we can't do it then, but you're going to send Agnew immediately after the inauguration.
That's right. And
that's, I think they'd well understand that if they're not being bombed. Get my point?
That's right. The danger with these bastards always is when you let...
They might let off, they might get off the hook.
When you let up the pressure on them, they are again feel confident.
On the other hand, we ought to get...
can easily be done that way, and then we could perhaps compress it by having you go to Saigon and have me go to the other places simultaneously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was some advantage in having Agnew come back and then start again.
But coming back, the problems of Pew and all that is just not the right story before the inauguration. I mean, I don't know. It's,
well, we can...
That's too high a risk from the standpoint of our domestic situation.
Right.
I know the risk on the other side, but I think we better take the risk on the other side and delay Agnew for 5 days.
We can do that. Can be done.
I think we better do it.
That can be done.
Yeah.
And it may stretch beyond the 11th anyway.
Well, we hope not. If it does, it does. We just take a little more time.
Right.
And at least we'll... fine, Henry. Yeah, maybe enjoy the weekend.
Good problem to have.
For a change.